Trump says we have a deal. Trump then says we don't have a deal. Markets go up, markets go down. Oil goes up, oil goes down. Seems like we're back to where we started with all of this. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's exactly where we are. And I think you summed up the situation exactly correctly. We've said in program after program that the problem with the MOU is not in the terms of the MOU itself. About that, I think we both agree that, in fact, if you take it objectively, the MOU is actually a good deal for both sides. It's a good deal because it would have enabled the United States to work towards extracting itself from these many complicated problems in the Middle East, which are not in its true interest to be involved in. And of course, it would be a deal for Iran because it's a pathway towards peace for Iran. But the reality was that the United States was never going to fulfill the terms of the MOU, except in that one respect which benefits the United States, which is securing the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. So what the Iranians discovered was that they'd loosened their grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Shipping was passing through the Strait of Hormuz, maybe not in the vast quantities that we saw before the 28th of February. Maybe most of it was going to China and India. But the very fact that shipping was passing through the Strait of Hormuz was taking some of the pressure off oil prices and was enabling the US to slow down its drawdown on its own strategic reserves. And as a result, the Iranians were losing leverage over the Americans, who were not complying with any other part of the terms. So 2 days ago, the Iranians said enough. They started to conduct attacks again on tankers that were trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz.